Last Sunday we observed as All Saints Sunday. And this Sunday is Remembrance Sunday and the third Sunday before Advent. We are drawing close to Christmas. And the common underlying theme in all three readings is about the Lord's second coming. Jesus will not come again as a baby. We all know that. He will instead come as a groom to take us, the congregation, as bride with him. Let us first look at the Old Testament reading taken from Amos chapter 5. This chapter cites the exhortation given to Israel in the following chapter to prepare to meet their God. The prophet in this chapter tells the people about two things. First, what preparation they must make to see the Lord. What preparation they must make to see the Lord. And second, why. Why they must make this preparation to see the Lord. It was their sins which brought them into their then unforgivable condition. There are particularly two things about which Prophet Amos talks about in today's reading. First, people's profane contempt of God's judgment and setting them at rebelliousness would not secure them. And second, their external services in religion and the shoes of devotion would not avail to turn away the wrath of God. They had therefore no way left to save themselves but repentance and reformation. But by repentance and reformation, God likes and wants justice and righteousness. In today's New Testament reading, Paul tells the Thessalonians who mourn the death of their relatives and friend who died in the Lord, that the second coming of Jesus is for all. Irrespective of time and space, for all alive and dead. For those dead, Paul writes, that their souls are in God's presence, and their dust is under his care and power. So that they are not lost, nor are they losers, but great gainers by death. And their removal out of this world is into a better. They shall be raised up from the dead and awakened out of their sleep, for God will bring them with him. Paul tells us that those who have slept shall be there before us when our Lord will come again. Before we move to today's gospel reading, I would like to ask you a question. If any one of you have ever ran out of fuel in your car or forgot to carry your wallet, I did sometimes. Well, I think the majority of us would have been through a situation like this. Sometimes we are ready, but we lack in preparation. There is a difference in being ready and being ready fully prepared. The same thing we see in our gospel reading today. Though this account is a parable, it contains some elements of prophecy in it. It predicts the experience of the end time of people of God as they await the second coming of Christ. The background of this parable is found in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus told the parable of the 10 bridesmaids, and as he was addressing these questions, the discourse began in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, and it ends in Matthew chapter 26, verse 1. Now it came to pass that when Jesus had finished all these things, the disciples wanted to know the time or the signs that will precede the second coming of Jesus and initiate. On that Jesus says, watch therefore, for you do not know that what hour your Lord is coming. The parable of the 10 bridesmaids was built on this theme. We see that 10 bridesmaids were ready, but only 5 were fully prepared. Jesus wants us to be fully prepared by body, mind, and soul, and with patience. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 5, it is written that the coming of the bridegroom was delayed. He did not get there at the expected time, but was rather late. As we draw close to his second coming, this parable is for the present church, calling for a revival. It is important that we strengthen our personal walk with Christ, but it is equally as important to help our fellow believers. The parable of the 10 bridesmaids is given to accentuate the incalculable importance of being spiritually prepared to meet Christ when he returns to the earth. Because after he appears, unbelievers who are then alive will have no further chance for salvation. The 10 bridesmaids are professed believers in him, and the lamps or the torches symbolizes their outward identity with his church. The torches also represents expectation of his imminent return. The preparation and readiness to meet the divine bridegroom when he comes to gather them for his wedding feast, the kingdom of heaven. But not all were totally prepared. Was the fact that, as Matthew chapter 25 verse 3 says, they took no oil with them, and the wise 5 did not help the foolish 5. It is noteworthy that we can now encourage our relatives and friends grow in a relationship with Christ. But upon his arrival, we will not be able to help anyone. The foolish 5 carried torches that looked exactly like those of the others, but they had nothing to burn in them. Nothing that would give light and significance in case of delay of their group. A torch without fuel is obviously worthless. And a profession of faith in Jesus Christ without a saving relationship to him is infinitely more worthless, because one is left in spiritual darkness. We need to have the oil of preparedness and share it with others to carry the same, namely the reality of the light of the saving grace of God within us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.